We're going to begin this hour by talking about a really cool event that's coming up that a number of students and teachers in the Chapel Hill Carver City School District are getting involved on. They're getting this off the ground now, but this is really going to come to fruition later on this summer. 2019 is the 75th anniversary of D-Day, the specific day, of course, coming up in June. And again, a number of folks at the Chapel Hill Carver City School District are planning something really big for the anniversary. We're joined now in the studio by two students and a teacher. Tony Carter is a social studies teacher at Smith Middle School. Elena Lowinger is a sophomore at Chapel Hill High School. And Miles Charles is a sophomore at East Chapel Hill High School. Everyone, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having us.
So I have spoiled nothing. Tell us what's tell us what you're planning on doing for the summertime.
So our big plan is to be taking two World War II veterans, back to Normandy, the lands that they liberated, for the 75th commemoration ceremony of D-Day. We're really working to get them the money so that they have a safe and comfortable trip back.
That's awesome. So how did this start? What was the spark of the idea, and how did it all get started?
Miles? So me and my fellow student, Elena, we were both students at Smith Middle School, where we met with Mr. Carter and Ms. McMahon. Ms. McMahon was both of our French teachers, and she did this project before, and she reached out to us, and we were really ecstatic because we had gone together to Belgium on the Belgium Exchange, which she hosts for students at Smith, and we all had showed interest in doing something like this, and we all were really invested in French, and we loved the Belgian Exchange. And she reached out to us, and we were ecstatic, and we all emailed back and say we'd be really happy to do this. And so it just, like, shot off from there.
That's really cool. Mr. Carter, over to you. What is your role in all of this?
Yeah, so I was honored to be able to go on the 70th anniversary, and we took two World War II veterans as well. Mm-hmm. And it was such an amazing journey. I watched the students' lives just be changed through what they were doing, the service they were providing, as well as the impact it made on these veterans who had 70 years ago been to France in a totally different atmosphere and reason, and being able to go back and seeing the love of the French people that they had for our veterans and how they truly understood what a sacrifice it was, and just watching that interaction and be able to experience that, the living history that it provides for our students, and being a history teacher myself, it was amazing to me. But knowing that my students are able to see that and to be able to experience what the content through going to France and seeing the people who experienced Normandy through their eyes was just a life-changing thing for them, and it really makes history come alive. And so the 75th anniversary coming up, I talked to Ms. McMahon. I was like, we need to do this again. I was like, we can't pass this chance up. Our veterans are in their mid to upper 90s, and this is really probably the last chance that most of them will have to be able to go overseas again. And so she had done the Belgian exchange, like mm-hmm. Miles said, and we were just like, well, she's like, I've got a list of kids that would be great candidates. I saw them grow in this and how much of a connection they had to France, but also to the idea of World War II and what happened there. And so we contacted these students, and they've been they took off with this effort, and they are leading the way so much, and we're just kind of guiding them through it, and it's been an amazing process so far.
Awesome. Speaking with Tony Carter, you just heard him, also Elena Lowinger and Miles Charles, talking about this event that's coming up in June, which is just around the corner. And Elena and Miles, you've been working on this for 2 years, right, since Smith mm-hmm. Middle School? Yeah. How has it been for you to work on this? What have you learned?
Well, this project is really meaningful to me. As a young Jewish girl, I have a lot of connections to World War II, and just the opportunity to be able to honor the heroes that liberated the lands before my relatives weren't able to be free. It's so special, and it's personal, and it's also just a way of me being a part of history before it fades away, and it's just really exciting to tell the stories of the veterans.
Miles?
For me, my grandfather, he passed early this April, and he was born in Algeria, and he was there when the American troops landed in 1944, and he always wanted to serve in the French army, but he was too young. So he had a lot of honor and respect for the soldiers that fought in the war, and it's just in like my way to honor him, and I'm like, so that's why it's meaningful to me, because I never got to say my final goodbye. So I'm doing this to honor him and honor like all the veterans that served in the war and the millions of soldiers that fought.
So the trip itself, what's it going to entail? Who's going to go?
Well, the veteran we currently have, his name is Mr. Shaw. He served in General Patton's Third Army as a medic, treating German prisoners of war as well as other troops. He saw combat in northern France, the Ardennes, the Battle of the Bulge, and the Rhineland. And he also aided the 101st Airborne Division. So he currently lives in Chapel Hill with his wife. And he, after the war, he earned his MA and PhD. And he earned a lot of awards from New York, where he lived after the war. He was, in 2005, the New York City Council issued a proclamation honoring Dr. Shaw. In 2008, the National Society Daughters of the American Revolution named him the Patriot of the Year. So that's the first veteran we're having. And as Tony said, we're looking for a second.
Awesome. And other students going with you as well?
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have, other than me and Miles, it's going to be four other students that are also sophomores at Chapel Hill High School in East, along with the companions that are going to be going alongside the veterans. It was really important to us that either a wife or a good friend was able to take the journey with the veteran. So that's where a lot of our fundraising is going, make sure that they can get a safe trip over.
And speaking of fundraisers, you've got an event coming up in just a week and a half, right? Saturday, February 2nd at the Botanical Garden. What is that going to entail?
So this event, we're calling it The Greatest Generation, an evening of honor, and just a time to honor our veterans. Yes, part of it, our biggest thing is to take veterans to Normandy, but we also, these kids and the teachers, we have a heart for just honoring veterans of every war and time who served in the United States. But this specifically is going to be looking to bring in some World War II veterans. We have at least 8 World War II veterans who'll be attending this event, where people can talk and socialize with them. And also we have a great historian, a teacher at Chapel High School, Mr. William Malega, who will be speaking on the Battle of the Bulge. And Tandem Restaurant has helped with donating some food and helping out with the hors d'oeuvres. And it's just a time to get together at the gardens, hear some stories about World War II, participate in a silent auction, help us fundraise, and just really kind of thank these veterans who are there and hear their stories, so that and show them that we truly honor and believe in the sacrifice and what they did for our country and for the world, really, in this war.
And that's $25 at the door, and it's on Saturday, February 2nd from 5 to 7 p.m. at the Botanical Garden on Old Mason Farm Road. Everyone certainly invited to that. If people want to get involved or help out with the cause in any other way, what can they do?
So we do have a GoFundMe site, where it's just NC to Normandy, where you can donate there. And also, we've partnered with the Public School Foundation. So it's a tax-deductible donation there if you go to the Public School Foundation's website. And in the memo line, when you donate, to make sure you put NC to Normandy, and they'll track those funds to us. And so helping us raise money is definitely the biggest thing we're looking for, because the plane tickets and accommodations to getting to France, especially during that week, which is such a big week for them, with the D-Day celebration, it's a bit pricey, and we want to be able to provide this opportunity to the veterans so that they don't have to worry about anything, and we want to take care of all their needs in that sense. And so we're trying to make this a comfortable trip for them in that sense.
Y'all have been working on this for 2 years now. It's only barely 4 months away. What else do you want people to know about this trip, World War II, the importance of it, or anything else that we haven't talked about yet?
As a teenager, I think a lot of people look past me as someone that knows about history or is really there to honor the veterans that served us before we were even alive. So I think it's really important that their stories are told, even when they pass on. It's just so important to us that that everyone really knows the sacrifices and everything they went through so that people they didn't even know would be free.
Miles?
And as Envoys of Honor, which is what we call ourselves, it's our honor to take these veterans to the 75th commemoration, and we want the Chapel Hill community to know, and want them to feel that it is important to honor these veterans and that they did fight for what we have today. And our dream is to honor and serve our veterans while living the history before the memory fades.
And again, the fundraiser, The Greatest Generation, is going to be on Saturday, February 2nd, 5 to 7 p.m. at the North Carolina Botanical Garden. $25 a ticket. Everyone is invited to that. Elena Lowinger, Miles Charles, Tony Carter, thank you so much for being with us today and for everything that you're doing on this.
Thank you so much for having us.